This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At least five people have died in the Bahamas Abaco Islands as Hurricane Dorian continues to pound the area as a Category 4 storm. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis confirmed the deaths. He said people in nearby Great Bahama Island are also in serious danger, with many homes and buildings damaged or destroyed. Some 13,000 houses are feared to be wiped away, according to the International Red Cross. As of late Monday, the storm was stalled over the Bahamas, and forecasters say it continued to pounding the islands with massive rainfall and powerful winds throughout the night and into Tuesday. Dorian's top sustained winds are at 230 kilometers per hour. Dorian is the strongest Atlantic hurricane to strike land in 84 years. It's the worst ever to hit the Bahamas. Hong Kong high school students gathered at a park Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Agnes Chow is a pro-democracy activist.
I'll say that it's very important for Hong Kongers to insist fighting for our five demands. If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. One country, two system might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government, will probably be ended also.
Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the Monday morning commute by blocking train doors. Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. For more on this story or others and the latest news 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Lebanon-Israel border is mostly calm, with UN peacekeepers patrolling the border on Monday. The calm follows an exchange of anti-tank missiles from the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah on Sunday and artillery fire from Israel. No one was injured. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, may now seek an early general election if lawmakers wanting to block a no-deal Brexit make quick progress. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scotland's Nicola Sturgeon says she's all for a general election, provided that it takes place before Britain is set to leave the EU on October 31. The comment comes as Prime Minister Boris Johnson and cabinet colleagues meet to weigh a response to the possibility the lawmakers will introduce this week a measure in the House of Commons to block a no-deal Brexit. Speculation abounds that Johnson will call an election soon if he loses the vote in Parliament, but attempt to set a date sometime after the country is set to leave the EU. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Texas police say the gunman who went out on a deadly shooting spree on a highway Saturday was fired from his job as a truck driver hours earlier. FBI agent Christopher Combs said the shooter telephoned a crime tip line several times and left rambling messages before and after he was fired. The FBI says the shooter acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group. Saturday's rampage began with a routine traffic stop for a failure to signal. The driver fired a weapon out the window of his car and later hijacked a mail truck. He killed the delivery person and sped along a highway between Odessa and Midland, Texas, shooting at other cars at random. A fire official says there are eight confirmed fatalities as rescue crews continue their search after a boat caught fire off the coast of Southern California. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The fire broke out this morning aboard a 75-foot diving boat.
The vessel currently has a portion of the bow sticking out of the water.
Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester says five people were rescued.
The crew was actually already awake and on the bridge, and they jumped off.
They were evacuated aboard a passing Good Samaritan boat. One of the crew suffered minor injuries. The fire broke out about 20 feet offshore. 34 passengers were sleeping below deck. I'm Ed Donahue.
Georgian Prime Minister Mamuka Baktazi has resigned after a little more than a year on the job. He announced his decision on Monday, saying he has fulfilled the mandate he was given. The 37-year-old former finance minister became prime minister in June last year. He used a lengthy post on Facebook to warn against damaging divisions in the country. He also called on the ruling party to ensure the parliamentary elections scheduled for next year are open to allow all Georgians to be heard. Marissa Melton, VOA News.